Hachette Audio presents Dreaming of a Duke Like You. Written by Sarah Bennett. Read by Jessica Bright and Rupert Channing.
Chapter 1. November 1817. Cadieux's Gambling Club, London. Gabriel Cadieux rubbed his tired eyes and looked again at his ledger. He hunched his broad shoulders and settled his big body in his chair. He could have hired a bookkeeper to deal with such matters, but he preferred to keep a close watch on his monetary incomings and outgoings. That way no one could cheat him. The members of his staff were hand-picked for their honesty and loyalty, but temptation was everywhere, and there were already too many people eager to relieve him of his hard-won blunt. 5 years ago, at the tender age of 22, Gabriel had won what was now Cadieux's Gambling Club from the original owner. The man's arrogance and his disbelief that someone so far beneath him could best him at cribbage had ultimately been his downfall. He had lost his club and, in trying to win it back, had increased the stakes and therefore lost a great deal of money besides. That night was the beginning of Gabriel's rise from nothing to something, and his chance to make a success of a life that until then had been lived on the edge of poverty and respectability. Not that he was respectable now. To own a gambling hell was not exactly a respectable occupation. Some titled gentlemen did own them, and ladies too, but that was usually through necessity rather than choice. Gabriel did not fool himself into thinking he would ever be considered an upright citizen. He knew what he was, and was perfectly content with it. Now he ran his eye down the columns of figures, adding them up in his head, and was pleased to discover it had been a particularly lucrative night. As usual, his hard-earned profit gave him a feeling of immense satisfaction. That he, an unwanted bastard from a foundling home, should find himself in such a comfortable position. He had been lucky, certainly, and his head for figures had been enormously helpful when it came to gambling, especially in skill-based games such as cribbage. But he wasn't like most of the gentlemen who frequented his club, bored and desperate for entertainment. If losing everything on the turn of a card or the roll of the dice made them feel alive, then Gabriel was not going to dissuade them, even though he didn't understand that sort of mindset.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?